flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
I'm sorry, I had my headphones on. Was it important?
No, it's another post from Danielle Reyes.
Oh, goodness. It's Atlas at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Danielle Reyes was a major star of Big Brother. Uh-huh. And now she's starring on The Traitors on Peacock.
And apparently some big doings on the last episode or the
Which
one coming
last
up.
Last night or
I don't
possibly
know.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Last night?
It was on.
So I think that's episode
yesterday.
5.
Yes.
Oh. There's some crazy happening on that show.
Well, cheer on our local superstar, Danielle Reyes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah. Bottle Rock's back, you guys. How about some tickets? You get to pick your day. Go to BottleRockNapaValley.com. You can see the full lineup. Go to RadioAlice.com. We got the full lineup over there. And then you make your decision. Well, which day do I want to go to? I win the tickets. Which day? You got to win the tickets first. And here's how you do that. Just text the word SUN, S-U-N, to 20357. That's SUN, S-U-N, to our contest line, 20357. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, May 23rd through the 25th, presented by Jam Sellers. First taste of summer. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, and there are 1,000 other bands playing. This hour's code word is SUN, S-U-N. Okay, so we were just talking about the Meta Ray-Ban glasses.
Mm-hmm.
These are widely available now and have some kind of built-in... you can talk to them. They will take photos and video for you. You can listen to music through them. And I really, then we heard they can help blind people seeing.
Yeah.
So we said, hey, what's going on with that? Can someone call and review this for us? And a couple people did. So thank you to Coach Bella and Summer, who works with blind folks. I'm going to start with Summer. Summer, you're on the air. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay.
Oh, my God, you guys.
So far, so good.
It worked.
We have someone on the air. This is amazing.
So I work right down the street from you. Uh-huh. I'm the VP at Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And selfishly, as a sighted person, I got these glasses a year ago and was like, oh, my God, I use them when I commute. Is my Bluetooth. I listen to music on them. I paraglide. I can use them when I'm paraglider because you can use both your hands and take videos. But I had no clue on the other side of things, how they could change people's lives. Like, our CEO is blind and she uses them. There's an AI assistant that's built in. You can read all your important documents. It tells you when you drop something, where to go. And then they have something that's called Be My Eyes, which is an app where it actually connects you to a person. So if you're in a grocery store, you have somebody that's looking at what you're not able to see.
Oh, it's seeing through your glasses.
Yeah, it's a trip. Yeah.
And can say, here's how many calories are in that at the grocery store.
Yep, or that has gluten in it, or two shelves down, you'll find this. And so that's the actual assistant, the Be My Eyes assistant, which is the app that goes with it. And then there's the regular AI assistant that lets you read everything. Like, you could read menus. You see people scanning through, like, Facebook. It reads all of your posts for you.
Oh.
It's amazing.
So Summer, it's reading that directly into your ears. Like, is there an earbud function here, or is it just that there's a little speaker close to your ear?
It's crazy. It's close to your ear. So when I use them as headphones, I can listen to, like, Metallica and blast it, and the person next to me can't hear it.
Oh.
It's the craziest technology. So there's nothing in your ears. They just look like regular glasses.
Okay, wait, Summer, I got
to
ask you this.
The old one used to light up.
You're talking about paragliding. So you're saying you put these glasses on, you get on one of those things where you run off the cliff with a kite basically above your head. And now you're flying through the air and recording video for you to look at later.
Yeah, with perfect sound. Like, the narration, I'll, like, shoot one to your email so you can see it. It is such a trip. The first time, I had no clue how it was going to turn out, and I played it, and it sounded like I had a professional videographer on my back.
I totally want to see that. Can you send that to us? I think that would
yes.
be unreal.
Yeah, do we have
stay on the line?
Now, when you have these on, you said you could hands-free. So here you are. You're on your hang glider. What is it? Paraglide?
Yeah, that's one of those things where they jump off cliffs.
All right. So then you say to your glasses, "Hey, start the video," or do you have to, like, give it a little tap?
No, I say you can tap it, or you can just say, "Hey, Meta, record." And it records. And they used to have a light, so it was super obvious when you were recording things.
Yeah.
I would do it during meetings if I needed to, like, document later and take, like, the agenda notes. And it was a little obnoxious. And now they've made them, like, in the last year, they're upgraded, so it doesn't have this bright light that's shining. Kind of scary. Makes it easier to spy. But it is better for meetings. Every time I see somebody in Ray-Bans now, I'm like, what you got on there?
Oh.
Yeah, and they're impressive.
Yeah,
I'm using them now as my Bluetooth device, just on my phone. So I use the ones that have, like, the regular frames, and it's game changing across the board.
And then I'm also reading here where you can be somewhere in the city and go, "Where am I?" And it'll find a street sign or know where you are, geo positioned, and it'll give you directions.
Especially for the blind, low vision community, it provides, like, spot on GPS directions on
Incredible.
Where to walk, how to get to public transit. It is so,
okay, so
cool.
We're talking to,
like,
Summer.
These are one of those things that, like,
sorry, Summer, I just want to reset this so people understand that are just tuning in. Summer works for, where did you say you work?
Lighthouse for the Blind, visually impaired, right by you guys.
Okay, so you're right here in downtown San Francisco, and you use the Meta glasses for all kinds of reasons. The reason you called in was because we were saying blind people can use these Meta glasses.
Or any kind of impairment visually, they can be super helpful.
Yeah.
But that app sounds amazing. No, is there a subscription fee for that? Like, so you buy these glasses, and now am I paying a monthly subscription fee for all this other stuff that I'm using?
The majority of stuff is free, and it's built in with it. Like, how I use them and how, like, directionally to read, that's all free. But then the apps like Be My Eyes, where you have a personal assistant that can tune in through your camera and see what you're looking at.
That seems expensive.
Those have fees, but considering, like, what they're doing, the fees are really minimal.
Right. And then what do you just charge them at night? Like, do they charge up quick? How's the battery life?
The battery life on the new ones is great. The first one was a little bit janky, but right now I have mine charged and they'll last me for a few days through commute and Zoom meetings. So
a few days.
They've got great batteries.
Wow, that's amazing. Listen, thank you thank you so much, Summer, not only for being, like, the first phone call in forever, but for the incredible information and for the good work that you're doing out there. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're so welcome.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to switch over to Bella. This is Coach Bella. Did you have something that you wanted to add? Did you hear what Summer was saying?
I did hear what she was saying. And I got them. Outrigger teammate of mine turned me on to them. I outrigger canoe underneath the Golden Gate Bridge with all my buddies with TAM Outrigger Canoe Club.
All right.
And we can go underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. And I can say, "Hey, Meta, take a video," and not have to take my hands off my paddle while I'm steering, because that would be dangerous. And then I use it when I coach swimming, and I'll be able to do a before and after video and send it to parents and say, here's your kid before, here's him after.
Oh,
wow.
The video of you under the bridge must be spectacular.
Right. Amazing.
I can send you video of that.
Do it. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I think I hung up on the other lady. I screwed up.
Okay.
I know. We need to get it. All right, Bella, I'm going to put you on hold. All right. Hold on. I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not sure I know how to do that. Let me
I don't know how to put someone on hold.
I'm not seeing
a hold. Hit the button again.
The button again. Boom. I'm on hold.
Bella.
No, she's still there.
Oh, you're still with me.
It's okay. Just go ahead and hang up. You can call me back.
I'm going to turn it down. And now I don't know if you can pick it up or not. Maybe you can come in here and figure out how to put something on hold. I have no freaking idea how to do that. Okay. Okay. Wow. And then my other question is, do you think that this whole thing where you don't have to have something inserted into your ear is like in that Dan Brown book where it was the most recent one where the AI had taken over the world? Remember, it was something to do with it transmitted through like your cranial bone.
There is something about that. Yes.
Because if she's cranking Metallica without it just jamming
your jawbone.
Yeah. It's like through your bone.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
But Summer.
Yes. Summer.
Do you know how gnarly that is? What she's doing, jumping off of cliff sides.
Did you
and
hear
then
both
flying.
These people? Brave people.
Yes.
Incredible.
And under the bridge there, that's.
That ain't no joke.
Dang.
That's incredible. Are you going to, like, let's figure out how to put this on hold. It seems so silly that I can't put it. Like, there should just be a hold button. Oh, do I have to go over to the phone to do it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Put the landline hold of the actual.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, really, it feels like there should just be a hold button, but, what do I know?
Why don't you build a studio? How about you do it next time?
I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay.
Clearly. Okay. So we've just eaten up a lot of the break, but I wanted to tell you this one thing. The Super Bowl, of course, right around the corner. The Madden Bowl is apparently, it features the best Madden football players in the world competing for $1 million prize pool.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And it's at the Orpheum Theater in New Orleans. So this is Friday, February 7th. Apparently it starts at 6 p.m. Central Time, so figure that out. It's on Twitch and YouTube. If you watch this and you know about this, then you probably are already well aware. But there is going to be a big concert that's associated with this, and it's Chris Stapleton, Jelly Roll, Shaboozy, and more. Pretty
in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. But
for Madden Bowl.
Yes. For the VP of EA Sports says it's a cornerstone of Super Bowl week. Friday, February 7th, Super Bowl 59, bringing together fans, music, athletes, yada, yada. Sounds very press release-y. But the Madden Bowl and all these great performers starts Friday, February 7th on their Twitch and YouTube social accounts. So at 6 p.m. Central Time, which I think is like 4 o'clock our time, right? Something like that.
It's not surprising.
Yeah. But that's a pretty good lineup. And then, actually, at the Super Bowl, it's a Kendrick Lamar show, but SZA's been added. And they have a couple of songs together. So that's, more excitement for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
And I'm out of time. What you got coming up?
Taste testing snacks and more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Woo. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about today. It's all up there. Boom.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. Oh. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
I love that show. Fantastic. It's all the good stuff.
I really want to say that having phone calls on was
lovely.
Fun and
really
very
lovely.
Cool. And the two people that called in were so, Bella and Summer were both so cool.
Yep.
I did have to look it up, though. Because I was confused. There's parasailing, paragliding, and then there's hang gliding. So hang gliding is what I was thinking of, which with the
yes.
Almost looks like.
That's what I thought she was talking about.
No, she's paragliding, which is using a parachute. So you're seated, not laying down, flying okay. The contraption that looks.
But like nobody's pulling you or anything.
No, and then there's parasailing, which is when you're pulled behind a boat. In Mexico.
And then you get, right, lifted
and
up.
Yeah, you get lifted up and you're just, you are attached.
I see.
And you, and
well, you we learned just something to new hope. Today.
Yeah, well, I had to look it up in order to understand, and I realized we didn't have time to just sit there and chat with Summer all day. So, and she had a lot of good information.
She did.
Those glasses.
Really interesting.
Beyond useful.
I think that they are needed.
Yeah.
We need them.
Right. For the show. Got it. I guess they'd be a tax write-off if you bought them for the show.
There's a minor chance for some rain this weekend, but we will see some clouds stack up on us. So not quite the perfect weather we've been enjoying. Whether we actually see the rain or not remains to be seen. Both the conference finals are this Sunday in the NFL. And then it's the Super Bowl.
Boom.
And then it's not until, bam. And then football's not back till the end of summer. Oh, man, it was just September and I was looking out in front of me and I had the fall and the Christmas and
the whole thing.
And it's already just poof in the rearview mirror. Dang it.
Years go by fast.
Anyway, here's some stuff. I'll do a couple stories and then I'll do some texts and then I'll win a game for you guys.
Unless my sister beat you.
Oh, I'm playing against Tina?
Me, you, and Tina are going up against each other. I think Maddie says he's got some kind of quiz for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Vinny, Tina, Sarah. I'm ready. Whenever you are, it's fine.
There are people who carry hot sauce with them wherever they go. There are people who keep ham in their pockets.
Yep.
Who knows?
Yeah, no one knows why, right?
Or why?
Just a convenient place to keep things, in your pocket.
Now you can carry Velveeta with you wherever you go. Velveeta just announced a new product called Vel2Go, which are single-serving packets of Velveeta cheese.
Is that, it's squeezy, right? Like, it's just a, like, Velveeta is not like a slice of cheese. It's just, it's like a cheese food.
It comes in a block, yeah.
Oh, Velveeta comes in a block?
Yeah.
It can.
But it's easily meltable when it is
what
more.
What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of spray cheese.
You're thinking of the spray cheese they use in Philly on
that's not Velveeta?
Cheese sticks. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I always wanted provolone or whatever the other cheese they offer.
Give me the actual cheese and not just sort of cheese product.
No, yeah, right.
Cheese, light, easy. What?
They say they came up with the idea because 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers bring their own condiments with them whenever possible. And there's a lack of convenient cheese condiments, so now you've got Vel2Go.
Hmm.
Appealing to the younger set with this one, apparently. I didn't realize.
And I suppose in an emergency, you could just eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad that my kids like it. String cheese, I'll still eat it.
Like, so salty and good.
It's in the fridge and I'll be, I need a snack. And there it is, like a piece of,
you'll eat it.
The little individually wrapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
My kids are big fans of the string cheese. Well, one of the kids was. The other kid does not eat cheese, and it's a very strange.
I don't bother stringing it. I just go.
Oh, really? Oh, is it? I thought the whole point of the string cheese was that you pulled it off in spaghetti strings and
no,
stuff.
No, no, no. I mean, I need a quick
swirl
snack.
It around.
So I don't want
to. So you just,
yeah, I just eat it real quick and then I'm good for another hour.
Yeah.
Oh. So if that'll jump me to dinner or whatever gap I got to jump.
String cheese.
But I don't string it.
That is weird.
Unstrung Why? String cheese. It is weird. I agree. It's like,
the whole
I would
point is,
split Right. You split it in a thing.
It lasts a long time.
It's
right,
a
you
snack,
pull off a thing and then you.
And I'm just trying to.
Does it break apart as you're biting it? Does it like kind of break it apart in your mouth a little bit?
No. Why
it's
would
not
you
separating
think it's
into
still
little mini strings?
No. No. Mm. No.
I feel like you're doing it wrong, but.
Well.
I'll call your wife and find out. She knows. Is there like a way to turn the jacuzzi jets on with that thing?
If I'm having a snack and it helps me jump the gap, okay. then it worked, right?
You're right, yes.
100%. But it is wrong. It is the wrong way.
I mean,
way
we all
eat.
Agree that it's wrong.
By the way.
What?
Tiny's is the name of those cookies that we
I
were
saw,
eating.
I saw it yesterday. I was like, because I put a bunch of Tiny's cookies out in your Tiny's treats. Oh, did you see him? My
and there we
here.
Were trying to plug the guy, and we're both yelling,
we're going, Tim's.
And he's yelling Tiny's.
No, I was saying Tiny's, and you guys were like, no, I think it was Tim's.
I think the guy's name might be Tim, but it was Tiny's. Same thing. I had one cookie left over, and I ate it last night. And
I know.
Like,
I looked at
like,
it, and I was like, it is Tiny's.
Tiny's Treats. Is the name of the company.
Is it
or
a company?
The dude,
There's
I don't
just
know.
A dude who makes delicious cookies.
They are good cookies. Tiny's yep. Treats. There That's the name.
I'm going to look it up and see if I can find him.
If you'd like to get paid $1,000 to taste
money.
Test Costco's Super Bowl snacks, that's something they're doing.
Oh.
The site Finance Buzz is looking to hire someone to taste test 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. It pays $1,000 plus a $500 gift card to buy it all. Anyone can apply. You just have to live somewhat close to a Costco and have a Costco membership. They're calling it Sideline Sampler Side Hustle. You'll taste test 20 different snacks, including wings, pizza, mini tacos, mozzarella sticks, and more. You'll photograph each item, write a brief description, and rate them all based on how good they are. And how hard they are to make. The cutoff for applications is next Wednesday.
$1,000 though.
It's on financebuzz.com if you want to do right. that. I mean,
there are people I'm sure who are always on the lookout for things where they can enter to win. And that seems like one of them. And they get up some food.
I don't know.
By the way, Tiny's Treats, good luck sorting through all that. There's a whole world out there full of Tiny's Treats.
Oh.
I clicked a couple.
None of
no
them
luck.
Are the cookies
if
that
Tiny's
we were...
is, listen, apparently they're fans of the show. So if Tiny, if you want to, you know, reach out and let us know, 800-400-3697.
We'd love to, you know, plug you. I had a cookie with milk just the other day ago, and it was delicious. So s'more cookie.
Oh, yeah, the s'more cookie. It has a full-on s'more baked into it.
It's good.
Sexy.
This story out of Pennsylvania, and this is where the guy played, so I'm not entirely surprised, and yet Jason Kelce is riding his brother's girlfriend's coattails to superstardom, apparently. I mean, I know he played NFL, and he played for Philly, so he's a Philly guy.
What's going on?
They're saying that the district attorney in Montgomery County has announced charges against three people who were selling fake Jason Kelce signed memorabilia to the tune of $200,000.
Oof. Oh.
Like, that's superstardom, right? Like, that's... He was the center in Philly for some years. Like, yes, good.
Yeah.
But
I know that... I'm sure they were
any other center.
No other center.
Also known as hikers.
Like, the snapper, right? The guy who snaps the ball.
Yeah.
Honestly, none. A zero of them. And also, while I think I had kind of heard of Travis Kelce.
Right.
He was a much more high-profile player.
Absolutely.
There was zero interest or any kind of knowledge about either of these people before Taylor Swift entered the picture. She made those bitches famous.
Yeah. I mean,
Travis was famous.
Yes, in
not
a football
like
sense.
Now.
If you're a fan of football.
In a football sense, yes.
Sure.
Good player.
Yeah.
Nice career.
Right.
You know, but the fame that all the commercials, all of them.
Yeah.
That's the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the brother.
Yeah.
Also riding that wave.
Yeah.
200K.
That's what they find these guys?
And, well, no, that's what they apparently
sold. Oh, that's what they were selling his stuff for.
They had sold fake Jason Kelce signed memorabilia to the tune of 200K.
Wow.
They're all being charged with, and this is Robert Capone of Philly, Leanne Branco of Bristol, Rhode Island.
Wow, Bristol.
Isn't that where you're from? You were born there.
Not in Bristol, but, you know, close by, not far.
How far from Bristol?
Not that far.
Like spitting distance.
Well, Rhode Island's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lorraine Bracco? Branco?
I don't know her. You know, Lorraine Bracco was the chick from, she was Dr. Melfi on The Sopranos. Like, I don't know how she got wrapped up in this.
Joseph Parenti of Cranston, Rhode Island.
Cranston? Oh. No. I mean, yes, I know of Cranston.
You don't know Joseph?
I don't know Joseph. I don't know these people. It's been a long time since I lived there, Vin.
60 felony counts, including forgery, theft, deceptive business practices, and other related charges. These guys are selling fake Jason, not
Travis.
Travis. Jason Kelce signed memorabilia. Mm.
Maybe because it seemed like more likely that they would have his stuff, like for...
He's huge in Philly, though.
Oh,
like,
I know.
I mean, he's like the biggest star in Philly now.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying it's 200K?
It's amazing. I have a friend that played football, and he makes money signing autographs. So when they sign autographs normally to like you, they put your name on it because you can't, that value of that is very low.
Right.
So for them to just sign a ball, like they want money for that. Like, you know, and any athlete, I mean, that's how they make their money after football and stuff. So it's a huge market. So 200 grand, I could easily see that happening.
Well, they're busted.
All right.
Way to go. Rhode Island. Losers.
I know, a bunch of losers from Rhode Island. God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Come on, guys. Shaq is a famous center. 415. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, that's basketball.
Yeah, no, that is true, though. If he starts sending footballs, I'm sure he'll make all kinds of money.
Vinny, it's called string cheese for a reason. Yeah. Snook, Hayward.
I'm just trying to tell you, there
are times when all I want is to just quiet the need for food as quickly as humanly
possible.
Shut up,
Belly!
Yes, and a piece of cheese will do it. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in being, you know, taken all day with it. Just, 3 bites, done.
Gone. Mission accomplished. Satisfaction attained.
My daughter is 20 and brings her own Tapatio and Sriracha to restaurants. Yeah, that's what that story said. Gen Z is walking around with like...
Do you think they're worried about like food safety? Like they're thinking to themselves, well, I don't want the thing that everyone's been touching.
No, they were raised by people like you who are like, what you need to do in order to make this the perfect bite, you have to craft
one
each
little
bite.
Dot on each
What you do
thing.
Is you go, I need a piece of salt and a piece of pepper and a dot of this.
Why are you so anti things tasting good? I don't understand because you, Mr. I don't string my string cheese.
Because I watch my wife craft bites at dinner and I think,
and you're sitting there going, I finished 5 minutes ago. What's taking you so long to eat your food?
Like every bite has to be, I'm. And if you just stop and watch her, it's almost comical to see her put pieces from all around the plate. Look at Tina. You do this too?
Everybody does this.
You craft your bites.
People like a good bite. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry. Am I on?
You
are
on.
Yes, 100%. Especially like at Thanksgiving. So you get the
turkey. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Right.
And then you scoop a little mashed potato in there. And then you got to go over to your
Look at her.
Stuffing.
Right? Stuffing. Then I'd like a little crayon on there. You probably don't. I don't think you do cranberry.
Yeah. Cranberry crap. Pass on the cranberry.
I'll even put like a kernel of corn on top of the
everything's
whole thing.
Everything's got to be the perfect bite. Nothing is eaten by itself. Everything is a combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect bite.
Do you see what I'm dealing with, people?
You're the only one not dealing with it. You know, everyone wants a good bite. I mean, unless you only want to just like satisfy the gnawing ache in your belly with a thing of string cheese that you're not even going to have any fun with. What's the point of string cheese? It's like eating a bar of salt. Just why would you eat that without having fun with it? I don't understand it.
I drive for a lady, says 707, who's blind. Her guide dog unexpectedly Oh, died unexpectedly.
Oh.
The end of last year. I can't wait to tell her about these glasses.
Oh. They do sound quite amazing.
It's the first time I'd heard of them being useful for anything other than I need to check my Instagram or, you know, whatever dumb crap that's trivial by comparison. That's really rad.
The built-in AI thing is, that's what I'm looking
for. And we, you know what?
I need a new friend.
If you're new to the show, you don't know Yuzette, but Yuzette worked with us and was a producer for many years, and she had vision problems.
Really serious and vision problems.
She is someone who might have
really
benefit from that. That's really neat.
And I'm also fascinated by this whole, like, I'm cranking Metallica without it being inserted into my ears and no one can hear it.
That's really interesting. I've tinnitus or whatever it is in my ear, so I can't put the little buds in because then my ears ring for like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh boy.
So like I'm very excited about that, not having to put something in my ears and not have to wear big
fat
headphones.
There is like some crazy new technologies when it comes to, you know, hearing stuff. It's almost like a subaural thing, or I don't even know how to describe it.
No,
it was one of in those Robert Langston books, or, you know, the Dan Brown book, right?
Yeah, I know that there's something called Jawbone that's actually a headphone that works off of your...
Somebody texted in and said they have Shocks. It's with a Z, and they're headphones that loop around your ear and they sit on your bone under your ear and you can hear sound perfectly.
It's something about the bone.
By the way, this just in, I haven't talked to my friend Deepak, the doctor, in weeks, because it's winter.
And he's a head and neck guy. He's a head and neck doctor.
Absolutely, a stud.
Yo, stud.
And I just haven't talked to him because he's a skier as well. And this just in, Deepak says, I craft my food bites as well.
Oh, I thought he was going to weigh in on the glasses.
Anything but that, Deepak. What the heck?
Everybody does it.
Our doctor, the show's doctor just checked in to say he's got to put the perfect ingredients together.
Yeah, because it slows you down a little bit.
I just cut everything up and mix it all together and eat that way.
You do?
No, you don't. Yeah, like, especially Thanksgiving. Cut it all up, make a big pile of it.
Jesus.
You get the perfect bite every time.
No, you don't. He said it's all sullied. It's all mixed in with this, and this taste is tainting that one.
Everyone crafts a bite, Vinny, says 510. Tina explained it perfectly. Thanksgiving is a prime example.
It's a perfect example.
Smiley face. 510, come
on. You're the best.
Yeah, I killed it.
Game me. You killed it.
All right, we're going to play a game. We'll see if you kill it on this one, Tina.
All right, we've got Sarah's sister Tina with us today.
Yep.
So it'll be a three-way game.
Oh, a three-way. Glorious three-way.
Three-way.
Yeah. Oh.
Vinny, your dreams are coming true. You have a three-way with the Clark sisters.
Game a trois.
This is good stuff,
you should have caught us 30 years ago. Oh.
Okay, we'll start with Tina. And we're doing a quiz about spiders.
Quiz? Oh, yeah. I love that. You love spiders. Okay.
All right. So what is the name of the process when a spider sheds its exoskeleton to grow? Is it molting, cocooning, or shedding?
Molting. I say molting.
I'm going to go see, Bob.
Shedding?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have the word shed right in the question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go molting.
Molting is correct.
Oh, yay. Tina and Sarah get a point.
All right, Vinny. Which spider is known for the red hourglass marking on its abdomen? Tarantula, black widow, or the wolf spider?
It's the black widow, Bob.
Black widow, Bob.
Black widow.
Black widow, Bob.
Bob's an easy one.
Easy.
All right. What kind of silk do spiders use to capture their prey? Dragline silk, sticky silk, or smooth silk?
Oh,
that's to you, Sarah.
I want the whole thing again, please.
What type of silk do spiders use to capture their prey? Dragline silk, sticky silk, or smooth silk?
Well, are we talking about when they actually hit the webs? That's got to be, that captures them. But then they wrap them probably with something else. I'm going to say it's the sticky thread, the sticky silk.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sticky silk.
Well, that's what I was going to go, but now I'm going to go... Silk, Bob!
No, this silk isn't one of them.
What's the...
Smooth silk?
Smooth silk, Bob!
I'm sorry, Ben, that's wrong. It actually is sticky silk.
Sticky silk, all right. The Clark sisters tied 3-3. Vinny in the rear.
Which part?
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
We're back to Sarah's sister, Tina.
You said it.
No, you're
not. I just agreed. Oh. Vinny's in the rear.
Tina. Which part of a spider's body produces silk? Spinnerets, mandibles, or abdomen?
Oh, abdomen.
Abdomen.
Did I say abdomen?
Abdomen?
I can't.
What?
The abominable abdomen.
Abdomen.
It's an administrator.
Shut up. Just answer the question, people.
Spinnerets.
Tina says spinnerets.
I also will go spinnerets.
I will as well.
Spinnerets is correct.
Spinnerets. But we all know a lot about spiders, apparently, huh, you guys?
Yeah. Maybe it shouldn't have been multiple choice.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. I just have to come up with it.
Oh. Would you have come up with that?
Spinnerets.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, jeez.
I probably would have said abdomen.
Abdomen.
All right. What is the world's largest spider by leg span? The Goliath bird eater, huntsman spider, or the wolf spider? And that is to Vinny Vincenzo.
Can I get that question again, Bob?
Sure. What is the world's largest spider by leg span? Goliath bird eater, huntsman spider, or the wolf spider?
I'm going to say it's the huntsman spider.
I'm also going to say the huntsman.
I'm going to go with the bird eater.
Goliath?
Yeah, Goliath.
It's huntsman.
Oh, I knew it.
I got one more for you.
I just pulled
Who's
into
winning?
The lead. Me. 5 to Tina, 4 to Vinny taking up the rear. Sorry about that.
Game en trois.
It's the risk you take.
Okay.
You're getting in good.
Where are we? Let's end this thing. Sarah.
The Clarks are killing you. Yes.
How do spiders taste their prey? Through their legs, with their fangs, or through their spinnerets?
Legs.
Yeah, legs.
I'm going to say with their fangs.
Legs is correct.
Legs. Woo. Vinny, you lose. Sarah has won. Tina, take a bite of the Tina taco.
Oh. Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Sarah Cuda.
And Tina.
And Tina. Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app. That gets you a daily entry for $5,000. And don't forget, there are more Bottle Rock passes. We got a pair coming up at 12:05 and again with Jane today at 5:05. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.